Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate 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 Vasudevaya.
Om Ajnanatimarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Pada Kamalam Shri Kurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragnatam Vitam Tam Sajevam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Nitamscha. He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanustate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today we're reading Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18.
今天我们学佛教梵歌第十八章.
Text number 76. Rajam samsmritya samsmritya samvadam imam adbhutam keshav arjunayo punyam rishyami cha mahur muhu.
76节 王啊, 我再三地回忆起 Krishna 和阿尔朱娜之间这番神奇奇异神奇的对话感到快乐每一时刻都激动不已要只由释迦牟尼佛法提供了解佛教梵歌十分超然谁精通了阿尔朱娜和Krishna讨论的问题谁就变得正直善良无法忘记这些对话这就是灵性生活的超然境界换句话说从正确的来源直接从Krishna处聆听佛教梵歌 就能达到全然的Krishna知觉。Krishna知觉的结果是，人越来越受到启迪，兴奋不已，享受着生命，不只是某些时刻，而是每时每刻。Sanjaya
is describing some of the benefit of hearing the Bhagavad Gita.
这里面呢，Sanjaya描述了一些聆听佛教梵歌的益处。
Says he becomes thrilled at every moment.
就是说在每时每刻都会兴奋不已。
Prabhupada explains that we will see life in a different way after hearing Bhagavad Gita.
释迦牟尼佛说当我们来聆听佛教梵歌之后呢我们可以看到我们的生活有不同的状况。
Certainly, material life is very different from the life of a devotee.
我们会看到说哦物质的生活呢
What is the daytime for the devotees is the night for the materialists.
对于奉献者的白天呢, 对非凡者来说是晚上的。
And their night time is our daytime.
对他们的晚上呢，是我们的白天。
They enjoy activities which we hate.
他们享受物质生活的一种快乐的方式呢，是我们讨厌的。
And we enjoy activities which they have no interest in.
我们觉得快乐的这个生活方式呢，他们是不感兴趣的。
Materialistic people do not like to hear topics of Krishna.
物质主义者呢，他们不喜欢聆听关于 Krishna 的论题。
There was one man named Ganta Kern.
有一个人叫 Ganta Kern.
Ganta means bell, just like that little bell.
Ganta 的意思呢，就像是那个铃铛一样。
And Kern means ear.
Kern 呢是耳朵。
He had bells on his ear.
他呢，在他的耳朵上面呢，耳朵里面呢有这个铃子的声音的。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗
？Because he did not like to hear the holy name of Krishna.
因为他不喜欢听 Krishna 的圣名的声音。
Whenever the devotees would come chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, then he would shake his head. Oh no!
然后呢，每次当飞人的出现去唱首 Hare Krishna 的时候呢，他就会摇着他的脑袋说：“不不不，我不想听。”
And the bells would ring in his ear.
然后他就是在他耳朵里面呢，就这个铃铛在摇，他不想听这个声音。
Then he wouldn't hear. Yeah, yeah. Just like sometimes people go, don't want to hear.
就是当我们唱首的时候，他们会把他耳朵堵上，不会去听这个声音的。
The devotee takes pleasure in hearing about Krishna.
但是奉献者呢？却通过聆听 Krishna 感受到快乐。
But materialistic people, they become disgusted, they hate it, they envy Krishna.
但是呢，当非凡人听到以后呢，他们就会嫉妒 Krishna， 他们不想听这苍耳的声音。
Just like there are different birds.
就像是说有不同的鸟儿。
There's a saying in Chinese: birds of a feather flock together. 物以类聚。
啊，就说在中国有句古话说。物以类聚。
Yeah, you know that? 物以类聚，你知道吗？ The swan is in the place where the lotus flowers are, nice clear water, beautiful lake.
天鹅呢，只会去那些很美丽的、干净的公园，有莲花盛开的地方。
And we'll see the swans together there.
我们可以看到，在那些地方呢，会有成群结队的天鹅的。
But you will not see the crow in that place.
但是就看不到乌鸦。
Where will we see the crow? In the garbage, where there's garbage.
我们在哪可以看到乌鸦呢？就是那些垃圾的地方。
There's a lot of rats around these buildings here. Many rats.
我们可以看到这个建筑的旁边很多的老鼠。
Especially just now, they're breaking up the ground, breaking the drain, and you see rats running around.
如果我们把一个什么东西给弄倒了的话，我们可以看到那个老鼠到处跑。
So, if there's a dead rat, then the crow will come immediately, want to eat.
所以如果看到死老鼠的话，那些乌鸦就会马上过来把老鼠吃掉。
Yeah, the crows, they have their place, and the swans, they have their place.
乌鸦有自个儿的地方，天鹅也有自己的地方。
And the same way, there are people like crows and people like swans.
同样的方法呢，同样的状况呢，有的人喜欢乌鸦的状况，有的人喜欢天鹅。
People like crows, they like to hear all the gossip about what's going on in the mundane material world.
那些喜欢乌鸦的人呢，他们喜欢去闲言碎语，他们谈论说，哎，这物质世界发生了什么事情。
This is called, in Sanskrit, they say gramya kata.
那么这个在梵文里面呢，被称为是 Gramyakata。
Gramya。
Gramya。
Gram means the village。
Gram 的意思是村庄。
Yeah, just like in village, there's different crafts, there's different things which people do in the village.
就是因为在村庄里面，人们会有他们相应的一些活动去活动的嘛。
In India, for example, there will be a village where the people make cloth.
比方说，在印度的一些村庄呢，他们会在一个村子里面都是去做布的，织布的。
Or maybe there's a people that make these things harmonium. They make this.
或者说，一个村庄里面，他们都是在做这个 harmonium 的。
Some other place they make the brass. They do the brass.
或者是有的村庄他们会聚合在一起呢，整个村庄都是做这个铜的。
Make the kartal.
用铜做这个劳勃
make the vase 花瓶，
或者是做花瓶的村庄
make the deity the brass deity Gornika，
或者是村庄是他们是专门做那个铜的神像高尔纳神像的。
yeah, the village is making things in brass，
所以呢这个村庄呢他们就在做那个铜的村庄。
different villages do different crafts，
不同的村庄呢他们会做不同的这个东西的。
In Mayapur, near to Mayapur, some villages make madanga, make the drum.
在有一个靠近 Mayapur 的村庄呢，他们一个村庄呢，他们都在做那个米当嘎鼓。
So in the village, there'll be talk of the village also, different talks.
所以呢，在这个村庄里面，不同的村庄，他们就会谈论的不同的话题的。
You know, especially when the ladies go to the market.
特别是说，当女士去了市场。
You know, when they go to buy their vegetables in the market, they will meet the other ladies.
比如说，我们去菜一个女士去菜场去买菜了，碰到另外一个买菜的女士。
And they will have a good time talking to each other.
然后他们就会很多的时间来彼此谈话。
And they will talk about all the talk of the village.
然后呢，他们这样谈话呢，就像是这个村庄之间的谈话一样。
Do you know what happened to this lady or to that man?
你知道那个女士那个男人发生什么事情了吗？
They will talk all the things.
然后他们都会谈论这样的话题的。
This is called Gramya Katha.
这个被称为是乌鸦的谈话。
Yeah, village talk, not 乌鸦的 Katha. 我没有说乌鸦 Katha. Village Gramya Katha. Village talk.
这个被称为是一个村庄的，因为。一个村庄住的人他不谈到乡里的谈话吗？被称为是村庄的谈话。
But we could say it is also prajalpa. It is idle talk, nonsense talk.
那么这也被称为是一个 modern talk.
Prajalpa, nonsense talk.
这也被称为是一些没有用的谈话的。
It's just keeping us in the material world.
这样的谈话呢，只能够让我们一直留在物质世界。
If we talk the mundane things, then it keeps us, it entangles us in this, keeps us in this concept of the body, consciousness of the body.
如果我们只谈论的是物质的话题的话，那么这个结果呢，只能够将我们保存在这个物质的躯体的概念当中的。
If we talk nonsense things, then we will think also about the nonsense.
如果我们讨论那些无用的话题的话呢，我们的思维呢也会去想这些无用的话题的。
And then we will do nonsense things.
同时呢，我们也会做这些无用的工作。
When we do nonsense things, then we have to take birth again in the material world.
如果我们去做这些无用的活动的话的话，就意味着我们还得重新投生。
So we have to talk about Krishna.
所以我们必须得谈论有关于 Krishna 的话题。
This is. There are two levels of talking. One is Krishna Katha, and the other is Gramya Katha.
所以就两种谈话，一个呢是谈论有关于 Krishna 的话题，另外一个呢是 Gramya， 是
Gramya the village talk.
是它是就是相当于就是村庄的谈话的。
The people, so but the devotee.They like to hear topics of Krishna.
但是奉献者呢，他们喜欢，谈论 Krishna.
By hearing topics of Krishna, it gives pleasure to their heart.
通过聆听 Krishna 的话题呢，他们内心会得到快乐。
Yeah, topics of Krishna are very pleasing to the ear and to the heart.
谈论 Krishna 的话题呢，非常取悦这个耳朵和这个心。
Yeah, people want to hear about Krishna. Very eager, they want. Krishna is being talked about. Let us hear about this man, this young, special personality, Krishna.
所以，当人们聆听的时候呢，会通过聆听得到很多的快乐，因为谈论的是 Krishna。他们会聆听有关于这个谈论这个至尊性格神兽小男孩的故事。
Just like this young girl, young lady came from far away just to hear about Krishna.
像这个小女孩呢，她从那么远的地方来，只是为了去聆听有关于 Krishna 的话题的。
Because Krishna is so attractive, he's so special.
因为 Krishna 是这么的有吸引力和特殊。
Yeah, other people are working, they take time off work to come and hear about Krishna.
其他人在工作，他们却从工作当中会来到这边来聆听 Krishna 的话题。
And this lady uses her computer all the time to talk to people everywhere about Krishna.
然后这位女士呢，用她的电脑去跟任何人去谈论有关于 Krishna。
Because topics of Krishna are very special.
因为有关于 Krishna 的话题呢是非常特殊的。
By hearing topics of Krishna, the heart becomes purified.
通过聆听 Krishna 的话题呢，我们的内心会得到净化。
Just like when you eat food.
就像是说，当我们去吃饭的时候。
If you have not eaten food and you are hungry.
如果我们不吃东西的话，就会饿。
But then when food comes, then you start to eat.
然后呢，啊，食物来了，我们就开始吃了。
Then immediately you take some pleasure in eating the food.
然后立即呢，我们从这个食物当中品尝到快乐。
And because you have not eaten for some time, so you start to get strength again in the body.
因为有段时间不吃饭了嘛，所以有点弱。当我们吃了这个饭以后呢，我们的身体就会变得强壮起来。
And then you get.You become nourished. Your mind becomes peaceful.
然后整个的身体状况就得到滋养，心意就会平和下来的。
And you feel satisfaction.
然后就会感受到满足。
In the same way, when we hear about Krishna, it works just like eating the food.
所以呢，当我们聆听 Krishna 的时候呢，它是有效果的，就像是说我们好久没吃东西了，然后吃了东西以后的这种感受的。
We feel relief from all the anxiety of material life.
聆听这样的话题呢，我们会感觉到，我们会从这个物质的焦虑当中，减轻、减缓的。
We feel some satisfaction. We take pleasure in hearing about Krishna.
我们会感受到一些满足，我们会通过聆听 Krishna 而变得快乐。
We lose our interest in mundane material pleasures.
然后我们会失去了对物质世界当中享受快乐的感受。
To give an example, just like.A young child may be taking some stone or something and like this, maybe want to put it in their mouth. They see an object and they want to put it in their mouth.
就像是那个小孩子呢，他们有个倾向，看到什么东西，他们都想塞到嘴巴里面去吃的。
So the mother does not like to see the child put the things in her mouth.
但是母亲看到他要随便把东西放到嘴巴里的时候，母亲是不高兴的。
So she gives some sweets to put in the mouth.
然后她说：“哎，给你吃点这个甜品吧。”
And when the child gets some sweets to put in the mouth, the child is happy.
然后孩子来吃到这个甜品以后呢，他就会变得满足了。
The child won't want to put any more things in the mouth. Want sweets? The child won't want to put this thing in its mouth if they had sweets to put in the mouth.
所以如果是说这小孩子品尝到这个糖果或者甜的味道的话，他们还会去随随便便找一些不能吃的东西塞到嘴巴里面吗？
In the same way, once we take up devotional service, once we start to hear about Krishna, we're not interested in any other thing.
同样的方式，如果当我们开始来去做奉献服务了，开始有关于聆听歌声的话题的时候，我们自然而然的就会失去对物质世界的品味的。
So hearing this Bhagavad Gita is very special. It creates a change in the heart and in the mind.
聆听《博伽梵歌》是这么的特殊，它会改变我们的内心和心意。
Hearing about Krishna is one of the items mentioned by Rupa Goswami.One of five items mentioned by Rupa Goswami, which he describes very powerful.
聆听呢是 Rupa Goswami 所描述的五项最主要的奉献服务当中一项非常有力量的奉献服务的。
Yeah, he said if you just get a little attraction for any one of these five items, then you can get perfection.
Rupa Goswami 说，哪怕这五项奉献服务当中，通过一项我们得到一些品味的话，一些吸引的话，我们都可以达到生命的完美的。
So he says, if we develop a taste for hearing the message of Krishna,
他说，如果我们能够通过聆听培养去品味的话，
then we will lose our interest in economic development and sense gratification.
我们就会，当我们有这种品味以后呢，我们就会失去对这个经济的成长和这个感官享受的快乐了。
Actually, he says, don't hear about Krishna.
实际上他跟我们说不要聆听 Krishna.
If you hear about Krishna, you'll lose your interest in hearing in economic development and sense gratification.
如果你聆听了 Krishna 的话呢，你就会失去对经济的成长 和感官享受的快乐了。
Some people, they don't want to give up material life.
有的人他们不想放弃物质的生活。
So he says, then don't hear about Krishna.
所以他就说，那你们这些人就不要聆听 Krishna 了。
Because once you start to hear about Krishna, you'll forget about material life.
因为当你来开始聆听 Krishna 的话，Krishna 话题的时候，你就会忘记物质的生活了。
In the same way, Rupa Goswami describes seeing the beauty of Krishna.
然后呢 ，Rupa Goswami 讲到了说，去观看 Krishna 的美丽。
He says, "Don't look on the beautiful form of Govinda."
Rupa Goswami 说，不要去看观看美丽的格温达的形象。
If you look on the beautiful form of Govinda, you'll forget all about your family.Society and friends.
如巴格沙弥说，如果你观看了如格温达的美丽形象的话，你就会忘记了这个社会和你家人 和你家人的这种兴趣的，
朋友
还有朋友的兴趣的。
Because the beauty of Krishna is so captivating, so wonderful that you forget everyone else.
因为格温达的美丽是这么的迷人，被它迷住了以后呢，我们就会忘记我们所有的其他的事情了。
So in the same way, Sanjay is describing here in the Bhagavad Gita. He's saying, hearing this Bhagavad Gita, it's a thrill. It's so wonderful.
所以 Sanjay 在这里面描述了，聆听国家梵歌会让人兴奋不已的。
If something is thrilling, it's very exciting, it's very interesting.
所以如果一个人感觉到什么兴奋的感觉的话，就会觉得哇。太好了，肯定是对某些东西很有兴趣的。
It's not boring at all.
根本就不会有这些，烦扰的，没有兴趣的。就是当你很兴奋的时候，是对
无聊啊，
不会有无聊的感觉的。
Hearing about Krishna, this Bhagavad Gita, hearing the Bhagavad Gita from Krishna.It draws our mind to think of Krishna and nothing else.
所以聆听 Krishna, 聆听博迦梵歌呢，会将我们总是带到想要去聆听 Krishna, 而不想聆听别的话题上的。
And Prabhupada says, not just for some time, but at every moment.
沙婆婆说，这种美好的感觉呢，不是说只是一刻的，而是每一时刻都有这种甜美的感受的。
So this is a special nature of this conversation between Krishna and Arjuna.
那么这就是来自于 Krishna 和 Arjuna 之间对话的特殊的效果。
Now in the material world, everywhere there are conversations taking place.
我们看物质世界呢，到处都有这些物质的谈话的。
Everywhere you go in the office, in the shop.
我们去到的任何地方，办公室啊，商店啊。
In the classroom.
在班级里面
and even in the home, everywhere there's questions and answers.
或者家里面总是到处都有问题和回答的。
Yeah, the wife will say, "Where have you been?"
丈夫妻子就会说，你去哪儿了？
And the husband will say, "Oh, I just went to see my friend."
丈夫就说，哦，我只是去看我的朋友去了。
Or in the shop, the person will say, "How much is this?"
然后去商店里以后，我们就会听到人们说，哎，这个东西多少钱？
So everywhere there is talk, conversations, people are talking.
所以任何地方我们都可以看到人们在交流，在谈话。
But this conversation between Krishna and Arjuna is very special.
但是这里面的在 Krishna 和 Arjuna 之间的谈话是非常特殊的。
Because they're discussing questions which are very important to everyone.
因为他们所讨论的话题呢，是对每一个人来说都是非常重要的。
Most people don't discuss such important topics.
大部分的人呢，他们不会讨论这样重要的话题的。
But Krishna and Arjuna are talking about the most basic, the most important aspect of life.
但是 Arjuna 和 Krishna 他们讨论的是最重要的有关于生命的话题。
Why are we here?
我们为什么在这儿呢？
Where are we going to go when we leave this world?
我们要准备去哪儿？不要在这儿待着了。
How can we make the best of this life?
我们怎么能够让我们今生的生活变得最好
？And how can we have the best in the future.
如何能够让我的未来变得最好？
Krishna is explaining everything to Arjuna.
Krishna 呢就把所有这一切告诉了 Arjuna.
We have to become captivated. We have to become very interested in these things.
我们必须对这些事情非常的有兴趣。
Now, in the beginning, we may not be much interested.
刚开始的时候，可能我们对这样的话题不是很感兴趣的。
But if we hear carefully, then more and more we will become captivated.
但如果我们聆听的越来越多，越来越认真的话，我们就会越来越被这些话题所吸引和迷住了。
Just like chanting Hare Krishna.
就像是我们唱诵 Hare Krishna.
Then in the beginning, it's difficult. We don't know how to chant.
刚开始的时候呢，我觉得没什么品味，唱着比较困难。
What is it? Hare Krishna.
我们不会发这个音。
Hare Krishna.
然后
R 吗？
就是不知道这发日呢还是瑞。
Yeah, we have difficulty in the beginning to sing the mantra.
我们在刚唱这个曼陀罗的刚开始的时候呢，会有一些困难的。
But after a little practice, then.Becomes very easy.
但是经过一段时间的练习以后呢，就会很好的发这个音了。
In the same way, we hear about Krishna, hear this Bhagavad Gita in the beginning, and we think, "Well, I don't understand what is happening."
同样的方式，当我们来刚开始阅读《薄伽梵歌》的时候，我们说：“哎呀，看不大懂啊，他们在讨论什么问题呢？”
But we keep hearing, and gradually, it makes sense.
然后我们。如果不断的聆听的话，我们就会发现，哇，这里面还是有一些非常好的东西的。
The example is given, just like if you have jaundice.
我看到 disease.
黄
疸病。比方说，我们得了那个黄疸病了。
The liver is infected, and you have the disease of the liver.
黄疸病呢是肝脏出了问题了。
And when you take something sweet, like when you chew the sugar candy, it tastes bitter.
得了黄疸病的病人，他们去吃糖块的时候，他们感觉是苦的。
吃甘蔗， when you eat the sugar cane,
当他们去吃这个甘蔗的时候呢，他们感觉是苦的。
But if you keep chewing, keep eating, then gradually as your liver gets better, then you can taste the sweetness.
然后他如果不断的去吃这个甘蔗的话，慢慢的。他这个甘蔗就会把它吃甜，那么这个肝脏的病也就好了。
In the same way, because we have a disease of materialism, because we are materialistic, we cannot appreciate Bhagavad Gita.
同样的方式呢，因为我们也生病了，我们是物质主义者，所以我们没有办法去品尝薄伽梵歌的甜美。
We have to hear again and again, and gradually we get healthy.
我们必须一遍一遍的来聆听薄伽梵歌，然后我们就会变得越来越健康了。
Hearing this Bhagavad Gita is a medicine to get back our proper life.
聆听薄伽梵歌呢，是很好的药，可以让我们获得一个正确的生活方式的。
You cannot think that, oh, I've read Bhagavad Gita now, I don't need to read it again.
我们不能说，现在我读薄伽梵歌读了一遍了，我不需要再读了。
We have to read it again and again and again.
我们必须一遍一遍又一遍的去读的。
Because there's so much knowledge to be understood.
因为需要有很多的知识需要理解的。
Just like when you go in the ocean, you may go into this at the side of the sea and you're moving around in the water a little bit, but you cannot think you know everything about the ocean.
比如说我们去到大海边，我们可以在大海边的浅滩里面去玩。我们不能说我现在已经知道了大海所有的秘密了，所有的东西了。
In the same way, Bhagavad Gita is like an ocean.
同样的方式呢，薄伽梵歌呢就像是一个大海一样。
Yeah, we know we're learning a little. We have to study it more again and again.
我们读了以后呢，知道一点点东西了，我们还需要不断的去阅读，知道更多的。
Then in text 77, Sanjay goes on.
然后呢？第七个师姐散家继续说
O King, as I remember the wonderful form of Lord Krishna, I am struck with wonder more and more, and I rejoice again and again.
散家说王啊，每当我记起主 Krishna 神妙的形体时，就越来越惊奇，感到欢喜又欢喜。
Read the purport.
要旨，由于维亚萨的恩慈，散家亚好像也能看见 Krishna 展示给 Arjuna 的宇宙形体。当然， 据说主 Krishna 以前从未展示过这一形体，这一形体只为阿尔朱纳展示。当向阿尔朱纳展示时，有些伟大的奉献者也能够看见 Krishna 的宇宙形体，维亚萨就是其中之一，他是主最伟大的奉献者之一，被认为是 Krishna 的力量化身。维亚萨向他的门徒桑加亚揭示了这一切，桑加亚因此记住了展示给阿尔朱纳的 Krishna 的神妙形体，再三地感到喜不自禁。
So here, Sanjaya is describing about the wonderful form of Krishna.
这里呢，桑加亚描述了 Krishna 的这个美妙的形体。
And he was saying how he says, "I'm struck with wonder seeing that form."
然后桑加亚在这里面就说，哇，这个形象是非常奇妙的。
Yeah, it was such a, he said, he wanted to see it again and again.
他想一次一次的要看到这个 Krishna 的形象的。
Yeah, and he was rejoicing more and more.
然后他就会越来越快乐。
So, Krishna has many wonderful forms.
Krishna 有很多不同的形象，非常美妙的形象。
Here it's mentioned that Sanjay was able to see the universal form.
这里面所提到的形象呢，是闪嘉能够看到的 Krishna 的宇宙形象的。
Because this form was shown to Arjuna on the battlefield.
因为 Krishna 这宇宙形象呢，是在 Arjuna 在库尔之夜打仗的时候，中间给他展示的一个形象。
And it is said that Vyasa also saw this universal form.
这里面也说 ，Vyasa 也看到了 Krishna 展示的宇宙形象的。
And because Vyasa is the guru of Sanjay, so he allowed Sanjay also to see that form.
因为维加亚是维亚萨是散加亚的灵性导师，他看见了，所以他也允许他的门徒散加亚看到这个形象的。
Mm. So this form, just seeing this form of Krishna, made Sanjay feel so, made him feel so happy, so joyful.
既然是看到了 Krishna 的这个宇宙形象，这已经让散加亚变得这么多快乐和开心了。
Mm. We were saying, don't look on the form of Govinda.
所以我们就说到说，不要去观看格温达的美丽形象。
Because it's so powerful, it will change your heart.
因为去观看格温达的形象是这么的有力量，它会改变我们的内心的。
Krishna has many forms.
Krishna 有很多形象。
He has a four-arm form. He has a two-arm form.
他有两臂形象和四臂形象。
And he has a universal form.
他有宇宙形象。
He has a form. You see this picture of Mother Yashoda holding.Baby Krishna as a young child.
我们可以看到，就是说，耶稣的妈妈抱着这个小时候 Krishna 的形象。
And then he has the form as a young boy with Balarama here, Krishna Balarama.
我们也可以看到 Krishna 在小的时候跟 Balarama 在一起的这个木牛童的形象。
And these are all different forms of Krishna.
这都是 Krishna 不同的形象的。
Of course, Krishna has countless different incarnations as well.
当然了 ，Krishna 有。无数的不同的化身的。
Here we have the picture of Lord Narsingadev, one of Krishna's incarnations.
这边呢有一个主的身好 Krishna 的一个化身形象的。
So, here is especially mentioned Sanjay had seen the universal form.
这里面所提到的形象呢是 Krishna 的宇宙形象的。
The universal form is a temporary form made of material elements.
然后 Krishna 的宇宙形象呢，它是物质的，它是由物质元素构成的一个短暂的形象。
Yeah, it was shown to Arjuna at Arjuna's request.
是展示给 Arjuna 看的，因为 Arjuna 想看。
Krishna by showing the universal form made a challenge to the other people who may claim that they are incarnations of God.Krishna makes a challenge.
Krishna, no.
Well, Krishna is saying that if you are God, then you can also show the universal form.
Krishna 展现宇宙形象呢，是为了给那些自称为神的人去宣传的一个挑战。所以，如果你说你是神的话，那么你也像我一样展示一下宇宙形象，看看，给大家看一下。
So Arjuna, when he saw the universal form, he found it frightening.
但是当阿尔朱纳看到了 Krishna 宇宙形象的时候呢，他感到很恐慌。
It was not pleasing to Arjuna.
他看到的形象呢，他没有感觉到快乐的。
Arjuna being a devotee, he was attracted to see Krishna in his original form.
Arjuna 是 Krishna 的奉献者，所以他只是被 Krishna 的原初的形象所吸引。
He was attracted to see Krishna in his two-armed form, the Shamsundar Krishna.
他被 Krishna 所吸引的是 Krishna 的两臂的像么勋达尔的形象的。
The original form of Krishna is two arms, as Shamsundar.
Krishna 原初的形象呢是像么勋达尔的两臂形象。
Krishna's four-armed form is Vishnu or Narayan.
Krishna 的四臂形象呢被称为是 Narayana 或者是 Vishnu.
Yeah. In the spiritual world.There are different planets.
在灵性世界呢，有不同的星球的。
There's a supreme planet called Goloka Vrindavan.
有一个至尊的星球叫做 Goloka Vrindavan.
And in Goloka Vrindavan, Shamsundar Krishna is there. Krishna in his two-armed form.
在这个星球呢，像么勋达尔的 Krishna 呢，他两臂形象生活在这个地方。
But in Vaikuntha, Lord Vishnu or Lord Narayan is there in his four-armed form.
在灵性世界的其他的星球被称为是瓦昆的星球，那上面呢居住的是四臂形象的 Vishnu 或者是 Narayana。
Many different forms of Vishnu or Vishnu's incarnations are also there. They also have their planets in the spiritual world.
在灵性世界呢 ，Vishnu 有不同的像他一样的形体和他的扩展，他们都在那边有自己的星球。
So there's a different mood.In the different planets, there's different moods or different loving exchanges.
在灵性世界的不同的星球呢，他们跟这些奉献者跟主的这种情感是不一样的。
In Vaikuntha, where the Lord has four arms, the Lord is worshipped with great respect, with great awe and reverence.
在瓦昆达星球呢，主呢是被四臂形象被人们所崇拜的，是带着一种尊敬之心、虔敬之心崇拜着的。
The Lord is worshipped there in the mood of being. The Lord is worshipped like a king.
在那里呢，他们会把主崇拜为是一个国王。
And the devotees are in the mood of being servant.
那么在那里的奉献者的心态呢，是仆人的心态。
Because the Lord is worshipped with great opulence, so there is some distance between him and his devotees.
在这样的星球呢，主是被大量的富裕所崇拜着的，所以呢，这样的话，奉献者跟主呢之间就会有一些距离的。
But in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna is worshipped as a Krishna is seen as a cowherd boy.
但在 Goloka Vrindavan 呢 ，Krishna 被看成是一个牧牛童。
So in Goloka Vrindavan, there's intimacy and friendship and deep love.
在文大文呢，是人们是充满了深沉的爱和狂喜的。
Krishna will play with his friends.
在那里呢 ，Krishna 跟他的朋友一起玩耍。
And sometimes, when they're playing, sometimes Krishna will be defeated by his friends.
在那里玩耍的时候呢，有的时候 Krishna 会被他的朋友所击败。
And sometimes Krishna will carry his friends on his back.
有的时候在那个地方呢，有的时候 Krishna 会把他的朋友放在他的肩膀上、背上。
They don't show so much respect for Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan.
在 Goloka Vrindavan 呢 ，Krishna 的朋友呢不会给 Krishna 很多的这个尊敬的情感的。
But Krishna enjoys that love, enjoys playing there with his friends more than he enjoys the respect which is there in Vaikuntha.
但是在 Goloka Vrindavan 的 Krishna 呢，他更喜欢他这些朋友带着爱心、没有尊敬、不是带着很虔敬之心的状态。原因比他在瓦昆达星球的四臂形象人带的这种尊敬的心态更让他高兴的。
Yeah, just like a big film star, you know, a famous movie star or film star, you know, wherever they go, people are recognizing them and pointing at them. Is that, wow, look who it is.
人说一个巨星来到人们中间了，人们都会说，哇，你看那个巨星来了，哇，你看。
And everybody, and they will say, please give me your autograph.
他说：“哎，给我那个你的签名好吗
？”And you know every oh Chris, oh that's so and so.
然后每个人都带着虔敬之心说：“哇，你看那个巨星。
”So the person who is a big star, you know, they get tired of everybody recognizing them. In the beginning, they think, "Oh, I'm famous," but then after a while, they get very fed up.
对这些明星来说呢，刚开始他们觉得：“哇，这么多人尊敬我，很好。”但过段时间，他们就会觉得无聊了。这么多人，怎么总是做这样的事情呢
？Yeah, they want to be a normal person. where nobody bothers about them.
然后他们就想变成一个普通人，这样的话就没人再打扰他们的生活了。
And they enjoy being with their friends where they can be equals.
他们喜欢跟他们一样平等地位的朋友在一起来交流玩耍的。
So Krishna also is like that.
Krishna 也是像这样的。
He likes to be with his friends.
他喜欢跟他的朋友们在一起。
He has his cowherd boyfriends.
他有他的牧牛童朋友。
He has also some servants.
他当然了，他也有一些仆人。
He has his mother and father.
他有他的妈妈和父亲，父亲。
And he has also the cowherd girls.
他也有牧牛姑娘们。
And he enjoys also loving affairs with them.
他也跟他们有这种爱的情感交流的。
And so this is the mood of Goloka Vrindavan.
这就是 Goloka Vrindavan 的心态。
In Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna just has two arms.
Goloka Vrindavan 的 Krishna 只有两个胳膊。
But that is the supreme form. That is the original form.
这个两臂形象的 Krishna 呢，是 Krishna 的原初的形象的。
Within that original form, Krishna also has the forearm form.
除了这个 Krishna 的两臂形象呢，他有四臂形象的。
And he also has the universal form.
他也有他的宇宙形象。
In the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna showed all these forms to Arjuna.
在博迦梵歌的第十一章。Krishna 向 Arjuna 展现了他所有的宇宙形象。
But Arjuna was happiest to see Krishna's two-armed form.
但是呢 ，Arjuna 却只想看 Krishna 的两臂形象。
That was the most pleasing form to Arjuna.
因为这个两臂形象的 Krishna 是最取悦 Arjuna 的。Krishna 的两臂形象是最取悦 Arjuna 的。
Different devotees are attracted to different forms.
不同的奉献者呢，他们会对 Krishna 不同的形象所吸引。
Some people like to worship Krishna as a little child.
有的人呢，喜欢把 Krishna 崇拜成是一个小男孩、小孩子。
Some people even have the, you know, that I was in EU and a lady came, the Indian lady came, and she brought her deity of Krishna.
我在义乌的时候呢，有一位女士呢，她把她的神像抱到了我们临沂的地方。
And it was a deity of Ladu Gopal.
他那个神像呢，被称为是拉杜戈帕。
Krishna is crawling and he has his hand out like this.
然后他就是跪着，然后他的手呢是伸出来的，像这样的。
And on his hand there's a sweet ball.
在他的手心呢有一个甜品。
This is called Ladu. The Ladu is the sweet ball, and Krishna is known as Gopal.
拉杜呢就是他这个 Krishna 这个神像那个手里面所拿的这个甜品的名字。Gopal 呢就是这样形象展现的 Krishna 的形象。
Some people worship this deity. They will take this deity just to be like their son.
有的人呢，他们喜欢崇拜这样的一个拉多戈帕的形象呢，是因为他们想把 Krishna 当成他们的儿子一样崇拜的。
Just like you know, when you have a child, a son, then you will take, you will feed them, you will give them, make cook food for them, and take care of them.
就像是说，我们如果有了孩子的话，我们会给他们煮饭吃呀，照顾他们呢。
So of course, eventually your child will grow up.And then you won't be able to take care of him like a child anymore.
当然，如果当孩子长大以后呢，我们对待孩子照顾方式呢，就不像是像小孩子那样照顾他们了。
But the mother always thinks she wants her child. The lady thinks she wants to have her son to take care of.
但是呢，这个妈妈级的女士呢，她们总是想要着说，哎，如果能够有这样一个小孩子的状况去来服务他，该多好呀！
So some people worship Krishna like that. They have the deity of Krishna and they worship Krishna like their son.
所以呢，有的奉献者当有这样情感的时候呢，他们就会有这样的形象，可以把 Krishna 当成他们的孩子一样崇拜了。
You see Mother Yashoda with baby Krishna.
我们可以看到说，也是他妈妈跟一个小孩小的时候的 Krishna 的形象。
So when you have Krishna as your son, then you have to cook milk sweets for him every day.
如果我们有一个像孩子一样的 Krishna 在我们家里面的话，我们就要每天给他去做甜品，
做饭 milk sweets.
要做的是牛奶甜品的。
Yeah, you have to make the sweet rice for him.
我们必须给他们做甜奶饭。
And you can make milks different. There are many milk sweets which they make in India.
我们要像印度那样的，他们就会用很多不同的这种牛奶制品做成甜的东西的。
You have not tasted these milk sweets.
你们呢？对这些甜品不是很有感受的。
We have one devotee in Guangzhou. He is Indian.
我们在广州有一个奉献者是一个印度人。
Yeah, and he makes sometimes these Indian sweets.
有的时候呢，他会去做这些印度的甜品。
Yeah, you know, Prabhav.
是跑步。
Yeah, he make he will if he will come and cook for you, he will make these Indian sweets.
那么他来的时候，他就会做这些印度的甜品。
And they will from the milk, they will cook the milk, make it thick, and then they will, or they will make the cheese, and they will put the, mix the cheese with sugar.And they will make many different varieties.
他们会用这个就是牛奶会做各种各样的东西的。比方说，可以用牛奶做成奶酪。
These are very suitable. The mother wants to give her child this kind of food.
所以，像母亲呢，就是总是以这样的心态想要给孩子吃这样的食物的。
So especially when people have the deity of Krishna, they will offer these kind of things to Krishna.
所以呢，当人们有这样的一个形象 Krishna 的形象的时候他们就会把这样的食物供奉给 Krishna
But that is not the highest type of love for Krishna
但这对 Krishna 来说并不是最高级别的情感交流的
You can see the difference between different religions There's a difference in Christianity for example the Christians they see God as a father
比方说在基督教里面人们看上帝是他们的父亲
And they pray to God, Our Father, which art in heaven, give us our daily bread.
然后我们就会，那基督教徒他们会接近耶稣，接受上帝说，哦，亲爱的父亲啊，请每天提供我面包吃吧。
They pray to God, give us our daily bread.
他们会接近上帝这样的方式来祈祷，说，请提供我每天的面包吧。
Just like if you have the son.And every day your son comes and says, Mom, are you going to feed me today?
现在是儿子来到母亲面前说妈妈呀你今天要喂我什么东西吃
No, are you going to give me food today?
你要今天给我吃食物吗
The mother will say, of course, every day I give you food. Why I won't give you food?
然后母亲说当然了我每天都会给你去吃东西的
Yeah, why you have to ask me if I'm going to give you food?
你为什么还要去问我你要不要给我吃的东西呢
But the Christian, they're praying to God, give us bread.
但是那些基督教徒，他们都会向上帝祈祷说，请给我面包吃吧。
Just like the son will come to the mother, can you give me money?
既然是儿子来到母亲面前说，可以给我点钱吗？
Give me some this, give me that.
给我点这个，给我点那个吧。
The child will come to the mother and always say what we want. You give me money, give me this, give me bicycle, give me car, give me book, give me new computer.
所以儿子来到母亲面前呢，总是要求得到东西的。给我电脑啊，给我自行车呀，总是要东西的。
So that Christian, they see God like the father. You can go to ask God, give.
所以呢，在基督教里面呢，人们就会把上帝看成他们的父亲。来到父亲面前呢，总是给我点东西吧，给我点这个吧，给我点那个吧。
But in Krishna consciousness, we have a different vision.
但是在 Krishna 智慧当中呢，我们跟他们的视野不一样。
You can see, we want to Krishna should be like the child, and for some people, some devotees, they will see God like the child.
我们可以看到说，有的人呢，他们会把上帝看成是他们的儿子。
That we want to protect the child.
我们想保护我们的孩子。
We want to feed him.
我们想去给他吃东西。
And take care of him.
想照顾他。
Not ask him to give us.
而不是说，哎，给我点东西吧。
But we take care of him.
而是我们来照顾他。
Because we think he has already given us so much.
因为我们会想说，哎呀，上帝呀，可是你已经给我太多东西了。
We don't want to take any more from him.
我不想再从他这里面得到更多的东西。
We want to give some service.
我们想给他一些服务。
We offer our flowers, we offer our food to Krishna.
我们给 Krishna 供奉花，给 Krishna 供奉食物。
So this is a greater exhibition, a greater love.
那么这个是更高的爱。
Where we want to.Give service to God, not to take.
是我们想给上帝服务，而不是总是想从上帝这边得到服务的。
So, we can see Krishna in these different relationships.
所以我们可以在不同的关系当中看到 Krishna。
Some people see Krishna like the child，
有的人看 Krishna 是孩子。
But the supreme form of Krishna is as a young man，
但是至尊的 Krishna 的形象呢，他是一个年轻人。
Just like when we were young， when we were only 6 years old or 8 years old or 12 years old，
原来说是我们在6岁8岁或者12岁的时候。
Then we're always thinkingWhen I grow up, when I am 18,
那个时候我们就在想着，哎，什么时候我能够长大呀？什么时候我能够长到十八岁呀？
When I'm 18 or 21 even, then I can do what I want. Then I'm independent.
然后我十八岁、二十一岁了，我就可以变得独立了，可以做自个儿想做的事了。
Once you get to that point, you know, you're always thinking, when I become 18, then I'm grown up.
然后人在想，哎呀，如果能够达到十八岁的话，我就长大了。
We're thinking of that time when in the future, soon I will be a grown up. I will be free. I will be independent.
然后那小孩子在想，哎呀，如果能够到十八岁的话，我就可以变得独立了。
But once we get 25, 30, 35,
但是当人们长到了十八岁、二十岁、二十五岁、三十岁的时候
，then you know we're thinking.You know, you don't want to think about it now. Now you want to forget how old you are.
然后当我们三十岁的时候，我们就想，哎呀，最好忘了我这个年纪吧，已经这么老，这么。
Yeah. You want to go back.
我们想，哎呀，如果再年轻一点的话就好了。
The best point of life is where you're 18, where you're just youth.
那么最好的生命阶段呢，是我们在十八岁啊，或者是小的时候了。
So Krishna grows to that point, and then he does not grow any older.
所以当 Krishna 长到这个年轻人年纪的这个状况的时候呢，他就不再往大长了。
He is eternally youthful.
他是永恒的年轻人的形象的。
Yeah. We said to this young lady, I thought she was still at school or studying. She looked.
我看到这个小女孩的时候，我以为她还像是个学生一样。
But you know, and she will get old also. In the future, she will be.
将来呢，她也会老。
And she will be thinking that before she used to be young.
当老了以后呢，她就会想，哦，曾经我也年轻过。
Krishna is always young.
Krishna 永远都是年轻的。
We hope you will always also be young.
我们希望你永远年轻。
Krishna, his form is eternally youthful.
Krishna's 形象呢是永恒年轻的。
We say Navayovana, eternally youthful.
我们说就是这个意思，就是说永恒年轻的形象的。
So that's why we worship Krishna. We see Krishna in with Radha Krishna. That is the supreme form.
所以我们可以看到 Radha Krishna 在一起的那个 Krishna 的形象呢，是他年轻的形象的，至尊的形象的。
Yeah, we don't worship Krishna as a child.
我们呢不把 Krishna 当成是一个小孩子来崇拜的。
That's not in our sampradaya.
那个崇拜不是我们的石头传系的崇拜的方式的。
We worship Krishna with Srimati Radharani as Radha Krishna.
我们崇拜 Krishna 呢是。是追随的 Radharani 的状态的，我们崇拜的是 Radha 和 Krishna。
We do not worship just Krishna alone。
我们不崇拜，我们不单独崇拜 Krishna 的。
Impersonalists they will worship Krishna alone。
非人格主义者呢，他们是单独崇拜 Krishna 这个形象的。
But the devotee will never worship Krishna alone. They worship Krishna along with his energies。
Krishna 的奉献者从来不会单独只是崇拜 Krishna 一个人的，他们崇拜的是 Krishna 和他的能量。
After Lord Chaitanya appeared and taught the worship of Radha Krishna, at the time of Lord Chaitanya, there were many people worshipping Krishna, but they were only worshipping Krishna. The temples were only Krishna. There was no deity of Srimati Radharani.
在查丹尼马帕婆显现的那个时代呢，那庙宇里面，他们只崇拜 Krishna， 只崇拜这一个形象的。
So after Chaitanya taught about that Krishna should not be worshipped alone, he should be worshipped with Radha.
但是在那里马爸爸来了以后呢，就说 不应该只是崇拜 Krishna 一个人的，应该崇拜 Krishna 和 Radharani。
So then Lord Nityananda's wife Janava Devi, she would go and she would have the deity of Radharani installed beside the deity of Krishna.
所以呢，彩丹尼亚Nityananda Prabhu 的妻子 Janava Devi 呢，她就在 Krishna 旁边呢做了一个 Radharani 的一个形象去崇拜的。
Because Krishna should be worshipped along with his consort, Srimati Radharani.
因为 Krishna 被崇拜呢，是要总是跟他的永恒的伴侣放在一块来崇拜的。
Just like Lord Rama is worshipped along with Sita.
就像是我们崇拜那个 Rama 的时候呢，总是把 Sita Devi 放在旁边。
Our Lord Narayan is worshipped along with Lakshmi.
当崇拜Narayana 的时候呢，也总是把 Lakshmi 放在旁边。
And the same way, Krishna.The Supreme Lord is worshipped along with Srimati Radharani.
同样的方式，崇拜 Krishna 的时候呢，也总是把 Radharani 放到旁边一起崇拜的。
So these forms of the form of Krishna is all attractive.
所以所有这些 Krishna 的形象都是完全具有吸引力的。
And the temple is meant, you know, coming to the temple, to see the form of the Lord, it's very purifying for us.
去到庙宇里面看到 Krishna 的形象是对我们来说非常具有净化力的。
But even if we cannot see, still we should come to the temple.
就像是我们看不到这样的一个吸引状况的话，我们依然还要去到庙宇的。
There's a story, one blind man wanted to go to the temple.
有一个故事讲的是一个盲人，他想去到庙宇。
So his friend said, why you want to go to the temple? You're blind, you cannot see anything.
他的朋友会跟他说，你去干什么呀，你双眼目盲，怎么能看见任何东西呢？
No, he said, I want Krishna to see me.
然后这个盲人就说，我想让 Krishna 看我。
So when you come to the temple, it's not that you're coming to see Krishna, but Krishna is seeing you.
所以我们去到庙宇里面呢，不光是我们看 Krishna, Krishna 也在看到我们了，也看到我们了。
Krishna is seeing all of us. We have to be very careful and remember Krishna is watching us.
所以我们要必须时刻记着说 Krishna 一直在 看着我们每一个人呢。
We see Krishna, but Krishna also sees us.
我们看 Krishna, 同时 Krishna 也在看我们每一个人的。
We don't see Krishna very well because we're conditioned souls.
我们不能够很好的看到 Krishna, 因为我们是受条件限制的灵魂。
We are seeing only with our limited eyes.
我们看呢，只能用我们这个非常局限的眼睛看。
The dog sees with his nose.
那个狗呢，是看东西是用它的鼻子来看的。
Conditioned souls see with their eyes.
受条件限制的灵魂呢，看东西呢是用这个条件化的眼睛来看的。
We have to see Krishna through the scriptures.
我们要看 Krishna 的话，得通过经典的知识来看的。
And try to see the beauty of Krishna.
然后以这样的方式呢，我们要看 Krishna 的美丽。
And certainly seeing the beauty of Krishna.Then we will also be happy.
如果能够看到 Krishna 的美丽的话，我们也会变得快乐。
We hope in the future you will install proper deity here.
我希望你们将来能够在这儿能够供奉合适的神像。
In other towns, the devotees will have a deity and they will worship the deity every day.
在别的城市呢，他们有神像，然后他们每天都要崇拜神像的。
Devotees will take turn to come and cook for the deity and offer the arti.
然后呢，奉献者他们会轮班，每天都会来给神像做饭呢，做 arti 呀。
And this way, we get an opportunity to do service for the deity.
以这样的方式呢，每个人都找到机会可以服务神像了。
I hope you're doing some worship in your home.
我希望你们能够在家里面能够做这样的崇拜。
Some devotees they have deity in their home and they worship every day, offer arti.
有的奉献者家里面有神像，那么每天都会去做崇拜，做 arti.
Offer arti, sing some song.
在做 arti 的时候呢，唱一些歌。
And of course, offer their food to Krishna.
但他们也会把食物供奉给 Krishna.
But as we get more devotees here,
但是当我们这儿有越来越多的奉献者的时候
then.You can put half a deity and you can worship every day.
然后我们就可以设立一个神像，然后每天都可以排班过来崇拜神像的。
Of course. Hare Krishna. Okay, any question?
有问题吗? 谁还在吗?
好像我又看到八个胳膊的
Krishna.
What?
Eight, the Krishna has the eight arms.
What's the name?
叫什么名字?
我没听过 Krishna 有八个。
那什么样子？那就是那个六个，随着一份那个六个画过来，它就拼上这个白色。Eight arms，那个 Rama different colors of Rama.
Six arms, not eight.
是六个胳膊，不是八个胳膊的。
Six arms, Shatbhuj.
叫 Shatbhuj.
Two arms as Krishna playing the flute.
在这个形象当中呢，有两个呢是 Krishna 的胳膊，他在吹笛子呢。Then
two arms is Lord Ramachandra.
有两个胳膊呢是 Ramachandra 的胳膊。Holding
the bow and the arrow.
是拿着弓箭的。And
then two arms is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
有两个胳膊呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的胳膊。Holding
the sannyasi rod and the water pot.
一个呢是拿的是 sannyasi 棍和喝水的罐。
That is called sad booch.
这个被称为是 sad booch.
There may be eight arm forms, but I don't know which form you're talking about. That's a Vishnu form. Eight arms will be a Vishnu, some Vishnu form.
如果是有八个胳膊的话呢，可能是 Vishnu 的形象的。
Here you can see Lord Nrisingadev has many arms. Lord Nrisingadev is also Vishnu.
那主呢是他呢，他也是维斯诺的一个形象。
That's why he's worshipped along with Lakshmi.
这些为什么说他会跟着崇拜 Lakshmi 一样放在一块来崇拜的？
Well, and not in our sampradaya, we don't worship Krishna as a child.
这不是我们的师徒传承的，我们不崇拜 Krishna 是一个小孩子的。那这边的这个。Yeah,
we worship Krishna like that. Yeah.
我们崇拜 Krishna 像这样的崇拜的。这不也是他童年的，是青年时候的小孩。Yeah,
青年的。Yeah, young man.
This
is Krishna and his brother, Balarama. Yeah, that form of Radha Krishna, Radha Rani is also there in another altar in the same temple. Balarama.
这是500年前的，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu和Dhrinitananda的形象的。5000年前是 Krishna Balaram 的形象的。Krishna
的哥哥5000年以前，他已经成Nityananda500年以前，他的哥哥，Gornitai, Benlai Tamashad, Krishna Balaram, Gornitai, Krishna Balaram Bhinchan Gornitai.
Krishna Balaram, 5000年前的形象, 然后500年以前呢, 他们就以 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu和 Nityananda Prabhu形象来了。
对。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu和 Nityananda Prabhu的。
Originally, Radha and Krishna were one.
原初来说呢 ，Krishna 和 Radharani 是一个。
But they separated themselves eternally.
但他们永恒的把他们一个分成两个了。
In the form of Krishna, along with his eternal consort.
分成了 Krishna 跟他的永恒的同游，永恒的伴侣。
Can
you give her some pastime or stories?
About what? Huh? I don't have. I go to hear about Krishna's devotees' pastimes. We go to the holy place not to perform our pastimes, but to hear about the pastimes.
我们去圣地呢，不是为了去参与教时光的，我们是去聆听教时光的。
We go to hear about Krishna and his devotees and their pastimes.
我们去那里是聆听 Krishna 跟他奉献者的教时光的。
The purpose of going to the holy place is to hear more, to associate more with the great devotees who live there.
去圣地的目的呢，是为了去，跟那里的奉献者聆听更多关于 Krishna 的话题的。
We can get a lot of purification and inspiration in the holy place.
在圣地呢，我们可以得到很多的净化和鼓舞。
There's one temple there in Mayapur.
在 Mayapur 呢有个庙。
It's called the Hamsavahan.
被称为是 Hamsavahan 庙。
At one time they were reciting the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, Gaurakatha.
有一次呢，他们在谈论 Gaurakatha 查达娘玛帕布的一个话题的。
I told you about Gramyakatha.
我们就跟你们说了Gramya话。
Gramya Katha means a village talk.
Gramya Katha 呢被称为是乡村间的谈话。
Means you take birth again and again.
就意味着说这样的谈话要让我们不断的重复生死的。
But there's Krishna Katha.
也有 Krishna Katha.
To hear about Krishna.
是聆听 Krishna.
And then there's also Gaura Katha.
也有 Gaura Katha.
Gaura Katha means the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
Gaura Katha 呢是谈的有关于 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的笑时光。
Srimad Bhagavatam is telling the pastimes of Krishna.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhajavatam 呢谈论的是 Krishna 的话题。
But Chaitanya Charitamrita tells the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
Chaitanya Charitamrita 这本书呢谈论的是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的笑时光。
So one time they were reciting the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, Gaura Katha.
所以有次呢，他们在讨论 Gaura Katha， 他在大娘妈泡布的小时光。
Lord Shiva was coming. He wanted to hear.
主希瓦神来了，他想聆听这样的小时光。
But Lord Shiva was coming on his bull. He has one carrier, a bull. Lord Shiva. If you go to the Shiva temple, you'll see there's a bull there. The bull is called Nandi.
然后呢，主希瓦神来了，他跟他的公牛，他的公牛是他的坐骑嘛。如果我们能够去主希瓦神的庙的话。可以看到主希瓦神骑了一头大牛。
You know, Vishnu he travels on the back of Garuda.
我们知道说 Vishnu 的坐骑呢是 Garuda.
But Shiva's carrier is a bull, Nandi.
希瓦神的坐骑呢是 Nandi， 是那头公牛。
So the you know Nandi cannot go as fast, very fast. It takes some time for him to go.
这公牛的这个坐骑呢，我们知道牛走得不快的。
So Lord Shiva wanted to get quickly. He did not want to miss the katha. He wanted to hear.
这个希瓦神呢，他骑的这个公牛呢，走得比较慢嘛，他就想，哎呀，快点走吧，否则的话，我就要错失这个他们谈的彩蛋娘妈妈笑的时光的机会了。
So then Lord Brahma happened to come by. Lord Brahma he travels on a swan.
然后呢，这个时候呢，主 Brahma 婆罗诃摩呢，他也想过来听这个 katha， 因为他的坐骑是天鹅。
So Lord Shiva came on the swan of Brahma.
所以这个希瓦神是跟在这个主婆罗诃摩的后面的。
He Lord Shiva came to hear on he came not on the bull but he came on the swan so he could come quickly.
这是然后主希瓦神说不行，这公牛走太慢了，
我得跟婆罗诃摩坐在这个厅额上一会儿，这样可以去得快一点。
So this place is called Hamsa Bahan. Hamsa means a swan.
所以呢，这个地方就被称为是 Hamsa Bahan. Hamsa 的意思就是厅额。
So we should have that eagerness to hear.
所以我们需要有这样的一个渴望来聆听 Krishna.
Put aside everything else. We just want to hear about Krishna, Lord Chaitanya.
把我们其他东西都放在一边，只是来专注的聆听有关于 Krishna 和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的笑时光。
Eagerness to hear is the first qualification for devotional service. When you have that eagerness,
对于奉献服务，做奉献服务的第一个资格呢，就是要有非常强烈的渴望，要去聆听。
Krishna had two arm form when he was with Arjuna. Yeah.
是呀，他跟 Arjuna 在一起的时候是两臂形体的。
是吗？那干嘛还要再展示呢？
再展示四臂形体、啊。
就是恢复意识。
两臂形体
是不是？就是他宇宙形体完以后，不是四臂形体以后再展示两臂形体。那 Arjuna 说：“哎呀，我看到你这个两臂形体是这么的亲切，他很高兴。是不是就是那个战车的时候的？”
Yes, at the time of the battle of Kurukshetra, he had the two-armed form.
是的，就是说，在 Arjuna 在去打仗，在库尔杰打仗的时候呢 ，Krishna 是两臂形象跟他在一起，跟他打，在驾马车的。
But he also showed the universal form.
但是呢 ，Krishna 也给 Arjuna 展现了他的四臂形体的。
No, the universal form.
宇宙形体的。
对
呀。And then he showed the four-armed form.
就是他。
然后他又展示了四臂形体。
以后长臂。
展示四臂形体，你看是吧？以后最后是展示两臂形体，就展示两臂形体，就是恢复他跟阿朱那赶那个战车的那个形体，是不是这样？Yes. So this tells us. No.
几次都是一样，它也没有，它是永恒的嘛，是不是？那就是说这两个，两臂形体跟赶马车那个两臂形体是一个的。
Yeah, people, see, some people think, oh, four-arm form must be greater than the two-arm form.
有的人呢，他们会认为，可是你的四臂形体呢，比两臂形体更好。
But it's not like that.
实际上不是的。
The supreme form is the two-armed form.
真正的形象 ，Krishna 的形象是两臂形象的。
And it's not material form.
这不是一个物质形象。
It's a spiritual form.
是灵性形象的。
它四臂是超灵的形体，
它两臂也是超灵的身体。
啊，两臂也是。
But in a devotee, Krishna is there, not Sibi Shanti, Liangbi Shanti. Zai Feng Shan said, Sin Chong, Yo Liangbi Shanti.
那个，那个像马群，跟团团拉到像马群吧，那个
就是他是他两个就是一样对我不会看到
就是 Gornita can accept the offering very easily but for the Lada Krishna it's not so easy to verse them how to explain
well Gornitai are the most merciful they're very merciful they're Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful of all the incarnations of Krishna.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这个 Krishna 的形象呢，是 Krishna 所有形象当中最仁慈的一个形象。
We can approach Radha and Krishna only through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
我们只有通过 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈，我们才能够接近 Radha 和 Krishna 的。
And we approach Lord Chaitanya through Lord Nityananda.
而我们要想接近主陈丹尼亚玛帕布的话，我们得通过尼提丹纳帕布的仁慈。
And through the six Goswamis.
通过这六个 Goswami.
But we cannot approach Radha and Krishna directly.
我们不能够直接接近 Radha 和 Krishna 的。
We have to understand them through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
我们只有通过陈丹尼亚玛帕布的仁慈，才能够理解 Radha 和 Krishna 的。
So yeah, their worship of Radha and Krishna is on a different level from the worship of Gornitai.
就像是崇拜 Radha Krishna 跟崇拜是 Gornitai 的这个层面是不一样的，不同层面的。
Chaitanya Gornitai can be worshipped simply by kirtan.
崇拜 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 崇拜 Gornitai 呢，只是通过简单的唱诵就可以崇拜他们的 kirtan.
But worship of Radha and Krishna.There are rules and regulations.
要想崇拜 Radha Krishna 的话是有规则的。
And you have to worship them carefully.
如果崇拜 Radha Krishna 的话就要很小心了。
Well, we should not install the worship of Radha and Krishna without we should not install any deity without the permission of the spiritual master.
如果我们想要设置神像的话，必须得得到灵性导师的仁慈和许可的。
But Gornitai, Prabhupada said, they could be worshipped, they could be taken anywhere.
但是呢，爸爸说 ，Gornitai 形象可以在任何地方被任何人崇拜的。
Yeah, and even they said people keep them in their house, and they may not even worship them. They said there's no harm.
就像是那些，是大爸爸说，就像那些人，他们把所有 Gornitai 请回家里面了，不崇拜，放到家里面，这也没有害处的。
Just like in people's homes, they will have many ornaments and decorations.
像是有的人家里面，他们家里面有一些装饰品啊。
So they may, if they take the Gornitai, they think these are just Hare Krishna dolls.
有的人他们会把彩丹尼玛帕布和 Gornitai 放在家里面，说哦，这是 Hare Krishna 的一个偶像雕像。
Doll.
啊，是那个玩具。
Yeah, 玩具。So they take them home and they give them to the child.
然后他们就会把这个玩具给到他们的孩子。
And then the child may keep them at home.
然后那孩子就把这个 Gornitai 放到家里面。
And you know, maybe eventually, you know, they will find out, or that these are Chaitanya, these are Gornitai, and gradually they may start to worship.
可能最后呢，他们会说，哦，原来这是 Gornitai 呀，然后他们就开始来崇拜了这种。
So Prabhupada wanted, just like we distribute books, he said we should distribute Gornitai deities.
就像是释迦牟尼佛说，我们可以任意的派发书籍，那个神像呢，我们可以任意派发的 Gornitai 神像。一个任意派发的。
But worship of Radha and Krishna, we should be more careful.
但要崇拜 Radha Krishna 的话，就需要更认真了。
Of course, if people have Krishna, you know, there's some benefit there because there's some relationship there.
如果人们有 Krishna 的形象在家里面的话，肯定会有一些益处的。你会有一些关系吗
？But If it can be done properly, then that is a great benefit.
但如果我们能够很正确的去对待他们的话，就得到更多的益处了。
Most of our temples around the world, they don't usually put Radha Krishna.
在很多地方的我们的庙宇呢，一般我们不会直接设置 Radha Krishna 的形象的。
Have you seen that book Darshan?
你们看过那本叫 Darshan 的一本书吗
？Big book, this thick, very big.
这么厚，很大的。
And pictures of all the temples, all the deities around the world.
在那个书上呢，他把所有的这个我们的中心设立的那个庙宇的， 神像的这个图片放在这个书籍里面的。
And you can see which in different cities how they're worshiping Radha Krishna or Gornitai or Jagannath Baladev Subhadra.
我们在这个当时这本书上可以看到全世界不同的庙宇和中心，他们崇拜不同的这个形象，他们的状况。Gornitai 呀 ，Jagannath Baladev Subhadra 呀 ，Radha Krishna 呀。
There's a CD, yes. Well, you know, worship of Lord Nrisimhadeva is not usually done. It's worship of Lord Nrisimhadeva is done in only in special places.
就是崇拜祖纳辛哈呢，不是在任何地方都崇拜的，他们是在一些特殊地方才能做到崇拜的。
It's not done usually. Women don't usually worship Lord Nrisimhadeva.
一般来说呢，妇女不会去崇拜，不建议被崇拜祖纳辛哈的。
那我们换在家里行吗？这个神像。
Yeah, if you have it in your home and you don't worship, that's okay. You can keep it there. Yeah.
如果你说你不去崇拜他们，放在家里面也可以，没问题。
那给他手弄
丢了一下，没了。啊？有看什么 ？She has this kind of the ditty, but her husband sometimes broke the one of the lamp.
又
拎起来了。But the ditty stick.
Well, you're not worshiping anyway, so it doesn't matter.
不管怎么，你不崇拜他没问题的。
But if you were worshiping and you broke them, it's very bad.
但如果你去崇拜了，中间把它弄胳膊弄断的话，那就非常糟糕了。
那还有一个就是说，黑拉亚卡西普的儿子啊，那个。
普拉瓦的。
嗯。那个帕拉德玛哈拉，那他的原生是就是，原生是什么？他。Krishna 为什么要就是要把黑拉亚卡西普是那么坏的恶魔，要把这么优秀的一个奉献者给他做儿子？他想告诉我们什么东西
？Well, because when the mother was pregnant, the mother got taken to the ashram of Narada Muni.
因为当黑拉亚卡西普的妻子怀孕了，然后呢，她怀孕以后呢，她就被那个 Narada Muni 带到了她带到了 Narada Muni 自己那个灵修的地方的。
And while that was when the father, Hiranyakashipu, was doing austerities.
在那个期间呢，就是在他妻子怀孕期间呢，Hiranyakashipu 呢是在地方做苦行的。
He wanted to get the benediction from Brahma.
他做苦行的目的呢，是为了得到婆罗诃摩的赐福。
So at that time, the demigods came and they captured his wife.
在那个在这期间呢，那些代办人来了，就把他的妻子给绑架了。
And they knew that she was pregnant.
那些拜神知道黑拉亚卡西普的妻子怀孕了。
And they thought that when she gives birth to the child will be a demon.
他们就想，哎呀，如果这个孩子出生的话，肯定是个恶魔的。
So they thought we will wait till she gives birth, and when the child is born, we're going to kill this child.
然后他们就想，等这孩子出生了，我们就把这孩子杀死。
Because the father's a big demon, he gives us so much trouble.
因为他的父亲已经是这么大恶魔了，已经给我们带来太大的骚扰了。
So that when the son is born, he will also be a headache for us.
那如果他的儿子诞生了的话，那对我们来说简直就更头疼了。
So let's kill him while he's when he's just born.
那我们把他杀了吧，让他一出生我们就把他杀死。
But then Narada Muni came.
那这个时候呢 ，Narada Muni 来了。
And Narada Muni told them, "You cannot kill this child."
Narada Muni 跟这些半神说，你们不能够把这孩子杀死的。
This child is protected by Lord Vishnu.
这个孩子呢，已经被主维斯诺保护了。
And Narada Muni took the woman away to his ashram.
然后 Narada Muni 呢就把这个女士呢带到了她自己的灵修场所。
And while she was staying in the ashram, Narada Muni would read the scriptures.
当帕拉达马哈的妻子那个母亲去到 Narada Muni 的这个地方的时候 ，Narada Muni 就给她来阅读经典。
And the child in the womb would hear.
这个孩在子宫里面的孩子呢就听到了这个经典的。
The woman would sleep.
而他的妈妈在睡觉。
But the baby in the womb was hearing.
但是呢，在母亲子宫里面，这个孩子聆听到了这个经典的。
And so when the baby was born, he was a great devotee.
所以当这个孩子诞生的时候呢，他是一个伟大的奉献者。
Because he heard so much spiritual knowledge.
因为他听到了那么多灵性的知识。
Next time you meet a pregnant woman, you can speak some, chant the holy name for the benefit of the baby.
下次你们碰到一个怀孕的妇女的话，你们可以给她唱诵哈利克什那玛曼转，这样小孩就会获益了。
阿达穆尼是牧牛女的这个。
阿达穆尼。
阿达穆尼是。
阿达穆尼。阿达。
是牧牛女吗？
不是。
是。
Narada Muni is the son of Brahma.
Narada Muni 呢是婆罗诃摩的儿子。
And he travels about the, he travels throughout the universe, chanting the holy name and preaching Krishna consciousness.
Narada Muni 呢一直在宇宙当中任何地方来到处旅行，然后传扬主的圣名，他也唱诵主的圣名。
He has many famous disciples.
Narada Muni 有很多非常著名的门徒的。
Like Prahlada.
像 Prahlada 是他的一个门徒。
And Dhruva Maharaj.
Dhruva Maharaj is his mentor.
Vyasadeva, who wrote the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam, he is also a disciple of Narada.
写作《薄伽梵歌》《薄伽瓦坛》的维亚萨也是 Narada Muni 的 mentor.
Narada is always preaching Krishna consciousness everywhere.
Narada Muni 呢，总是在整个宇宙来传扬。
太空人是他。
太空人。Yes, spaceman.
是的，太空人。
嗯、
那他干嘛要嫁给
他呢？他是苦。嗯。啊。那个木呢？嗯。对，那我家神堂上面是一个是那个，那个神像，他是香港那个奉献者，他送给我的，那我就把它。
就是在那个神像上有一个 Radha Krishna 的一个非正式的形象的。
But she's not worshipping them.
你没有崇拜他们。
You just keep them on the altar, decoration.
你只是把他们放到那儿做装饰的。
没有，是做
主蜡烛的。Oh yeah, you offer arti, but you're not really worshipping them.
因为他这个，他你不是真正的正式的去崇拜他们，他们做这衣服呀之类的，不是正式崇拜的，
没有。
These kind of deities like this Gornitai, they're not real deities actually.
像这个高尔达形象呢，它不是正式的这个真高尔达形象的。
You can't bathe them, you can't change their dress.
因为不能够去给他们换衣服呀，不能够沐浴。
Yeah, they're just like ornaments.
他们就像是一个
工
艺品 ornaments.
They will be made of brass, like, you know, 他们是铜的还是大理石？嗯。
如果是铜的话，大理石的。
还有一对小的，铜的，下面看到没有？
下面有花瓶，花瓶的这个材料，要有这个材料的才是正式的。
Jagannath is made of wood.
Jagannath 呢是木头做的。
他的那个是 Krishna， 他旁边就那个两个小人
吗？
对，
三个，
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 一
个
是妹妹，
啊，中间是
他那
几个，
这
都是工艺品。像那是木制的，也是神像，是木头做的是真实的人
吗？木头 ，Yeah， they can be made of wood， yeah， 可以。木头是真实的。Jagannath is always made of wood.
Jagannath 呢，总是用木头做出来的。
Sometimes Gornitai are made of wood also.
有的时候 Gornitai 呢也是木头做的。
那我们能对这个墙上的画崇拜吗？
Worship the picture， 那个照片。
你
可以 worship。
你可以的，可以崇拜的。
Krishna can be in a picture also.
也可以把 Krishna 放到照片里面崇拜的。
电脑上的图片可以对着电脑崇拜
Yeah, in some way you can worship.
In 某种状况是可以崇拜。
Okay, Bhagavad Gita ki jai.
Jai.
Потом просто.